Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Have you been following the Burke trial much? There's a long sort of summary of it in the paper over the weekend. And I've been following it a little bit. Our Mincing Rascals podcast has talked about it. The longtime powerful city councilman and the chairman of the city finance committee, who not only controlled the purse to a large degree in the city of Chicago for decades, Ed Burke, but who also just had his hand in a lot of other pots, to the degree that while the Park District will oversee the Museum of Science and Industry or the Field Museum, the Aquarium, the Park District is in charge of that. If Burke called up the head of the Park District and said, I don't want you to let the museum raise its rates $2, maybe they wouldn't. In fact, Burke was confident that if he said no, you can't raise the rate at the museum, even though it's not his call, if he told the head of the Park District not to do it, it wouldn't happen. And as you've probably been hearing, lo and behold, a friend of Burke's, sitting on the city council with him, wanted his daughter, this would be Burke's goddaughter, to get an internship at the Field Museum. And when she applied, she got no response, which is what happens to everybody's kid when they apply for jobs and internships these days. By the way, it was a paid internship, so it's like a little nice job for the kid. And there was no response. When Burke heard about that, he called over to the, no, he didn't call over, but he was aware of it. Now, a woman from the Field Museum calls over to Burke's office to see if she can pave the way for the rate increase that they want. And rather than just letting his assistant set up a meeting with the president, you know, your people talk to my people and I'll visit with them. And again, it's not even Burke's job to decide, but the Field Museum knows it's smart to pave the way through Ed Burke's office to make sure he's not going to throw up any roadblocks. Talk about power. So she calls over there, and instead of letting the lower level people handle it, Burke says, no, put the call through. I want to talk to this lady. And so he picks up the phone.
I have Deborah Beckin on the line. Deborah,
mm-hmm.
You're on the line with the chairman.
Oh, hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Alderman Burke. How are you?
Good. And you?
Very well, thanks. Very well. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, I was surprised to hear from you, very frankly.
Because we are planning to approach the Park District?
Well, about a month ago, I called Richard because there was a young lady who graduated from DePaul, whose father I served with in the city council for almost 40 years, and she was applying for a position as an intern there at the museum. And I guess Richard was out of town at the time, but my assistant spoke with the assistant to Richard and sent over the young lady's resume, and that's the last I heard from anybody at the museum.
Oh, dear. Okay. Usually we try and place every intern we can possibly place. I am so sorry to hear that. I will follow up with Richard's office.
Well, it certainly sounds to me like you've got a breakdown in communications, because I considered Richard to be a personal friend.
Yes.
And I was quite disappointed and surprised that I never heard another word after my initial request.
Okay.
So now you're going to make a request of me?
Well, what I wanted to do was to...
I'm sure I know what you want to do, because if the chairman of the Committee on Finance calls the president of the park board, your proposal is going to go nowhere.
Yes, and we know this issue is very important.
Yes, it certainly is. It's been in the past. And you, if you read your clips, I don't know where you were involved in government relations before, but this was a very sensitive matter a number of years ago.
Yes, it was. It was, absolutely.
What did you do before you were doing government relations at the Field Museum?
I was working in sponsor. I follow up with Richard's office and especially with Richard's assistants and find out what went wrong. And
well, somebody better.
Yep, and we will work on fixing it. We will definitely fix it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very little. Clicks out. That's the extent of the phone call. By the way, that's a very small example, but there's four things that they're sort of asking the jury to weigh in on these various counts against the alderman, the former alderman. One is that the internship, which, by the way, the Field Museum, in fact, never gave the internship to the kid. And when they eventually came back and said, how about a job? We'll put you on the marketing team, pay you $47,000 a year. This was a few years back. She said, no, I got something else. Thank you anyway. Say all of this for nothing. To which then the Burke team says there was no exchange of favor. There was no exchange of money. There was no exchange of a job or an internship. So he was ticked off that day. But exactly what's the crime here? But and then the other things that come up, just it's just typical Chicago City Council business. Somebody wanted to put up a 30-foot sign for a Binny's. A guy wanted to pave a parking lot for a Burger King. Not just one restaurant, mind you, but this is a guy who owns a bunch of Burger Kings in the Chicago area, and he wants to improve this one property of his, and realizing that he would be a good customer to have for his law firm, Burke is now slow walking the permit to get the guy's Burger King parking lot paved. Why are we harassing? Why are we making it difficult for business people to do business in Chicago? And then the multi-hundred-million-dollar post office. He wanted, well, you talk about a big tuna. He wanted that job, too. Ray Long has been following the Burke trial for the Trib, tweeting about everything from the jury selection to the trial, which has just begun and has stalled because of COVID last week. Ray, what's happening today?
Well, what we saw in the courtroom was that a few of the people who are attorneys and defendants showed up wearing face masks, the type that you have to protect yourself from COVID. Turns out one of the defendants, one of the co-defendants in the Burke trial, a guy named Peter Andrews, who was Burke's longtime aide, has an attorney who has tested positive for COVID. So we're right in the middle of taking testimony from a person who worked at this Burger King alleged shakedown that you were talking about before the break there. And this person is going to go ahead and handle her testimony. They're going to finish it today because she's from out of town. She's now retired. And Todd Pugh, who is Andrew's attorney, will appear through Zoom, and his co-counsel will also be handling the questioning of this witness. So after that, then they make a turn here. So they've got other elements that could be taken up that don't involve Andrews. So this witness on the stand involved Andrews, his lawyer, Andrews' lawyer, Todd Pugh, tested positive for COVID. They're going to finish with that witness today and go to another piece of the case, probably the post office part that you also explained right before the break. But this is the second time that they've had to do a COVID delay in this trial, because once they finish this witness today, they're going home for the day and they'll pick up again tomorrow.
Do they have a big screen? Do the jurors watch a face like on a giant television set, and that's how they exchange information?
Well, they will be, I don't know how big the screen will be that Todd Pugh will be able to watch, but he has a co-counsel that will handle the questions during the questioning of this witness from the Burger King. So I'm not sure that that will be a total problem because his co-counsel will be asking the questions.
Ed Burke, according to the reporting I read over the weekend, your reporting didn't say, I need the business for you to get the permit for the parking lot, right?
That's the testimony, and that's the argument that the Burke's team is really pushing here. They never actually used the words, you got to give us business.
Okay, but did Burke or his associate ask for the tax business from the people that own the Burger King? Did it coincide?
Yeah, absolutely. Burke met with the owners of the Burger King, took him out to Beverly Country Club, suggested that he was a big property tax appeal guy, and he also made that suggestion later after everything was stalled for several months. Remodeling had been in limbo. It had started, and Burke's team said, you've got to shut it down because you don't have the proper driveway permits. And this is, of course, a restaurant that had been operating for years.
It already had a driveway. Yeah, people have been using it for years. They've been using it so much they wanted to update the place. And they said, oh, well, now you don't have a driveway permit. And by the way, we would like your business for tax property relief, property tax relief.
Right. Right. Well, and in fact, go ahead.
No, I'm done fulminating. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, then the Burger King owner flew in from Texas, and he's got, about 120, 30, 150 maybe Burger Kings in the greater Chicago area, especially if you count ones he's got in Indiana, too. And Burke was making the point that he still got this property tax business. So the Burger King guy flies in, meets with Burke at one of the fancy clubs downtown, and says he'll give Burke his business for the Illinois Burger Kings. And then as soon as that meeting's over, like a day later, Burke's team is emailing to see whether they can get all of them and not just the one or a few in the city. So then you see emails that were produced in the court in evidence that showed a list of dozens of Illinois-based Burger Kings, mostly in the Chicago area, that Burke's team was ready to snap up.
I got to go, Ray, but it's just, if nothing else, it's just a shame that business owners, we got to do everything we can to make it easy and attractive for people to do business in Chicago. There's no sense in harassing people over a Benny sign or a Burger King parking lot or anything else. Continue to follow the trial, and let's catch up again down the road, okay?
Great to be back on. Thank you.